Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dark Angel by V.C. Andrews. Read by Candace Thaxton. Part 1. 1. Coming Home. All about me, the large house loomed dark, mysterious, and lonely. The shadows whispered of secrets, of incidents best forgotten, and hinted of dangers, but said nothing at all about the safety and security I needed most. This was my mother's home, my dead mother's home, the longed-for home that had called to me when I lived in that mountain shack in the Willies, called loud and sweet into my childish ears, so I had been beguiled by thoughts of all the happiness waiting just for me once I was here. Here, in these rainbowed rooms of dreams fulfilled, I'd find the golden pot of family love, the kind I'd never known. And around my neck, I'd wear the pearls of culture, wisdom, and breeding that would keep me free from harm, from scorn, from contempt. And so, like a bride, I waited for all those wonderful things to appear and decorate me, but they didn't come. As I sat there on her bed, the vibrations in her room aroused the troubled thoughts that always crowded into the darkest corners of my brain. Why had my mother run away from a house like this? Poor Granny had led me out into that cold, wintry night so many years ago to visit a cemetery where she could tell me I wasn't Sarah's first child and show me my mother's grave. My mother, a beautiful runaway Boston girl named Lee. Poor Granny with her ignorant, innocent brain. What a trusting soul she'd been, believing her youngest son Luke would sooner or later prove himself worthy enough to lift up the scorned and ridiculed name of Castile. Scumbags, I seemed to hear, ringing like church bells in the darkness all around me. No good. Never will be no good. None of them. And my hands rose to my head to shut out the sound. Someday I'd make my granny proud, though she was dead. Someday when I had my string of degrees, I'd go again to the Willies to kneel at the foot of her grave, and I'd say all the words that would make Granny happier than she'd ever been in life. I didn't doubt in the least that Granny up in heaven would smile down on me, and she'd know at last one Castile had made it through high school, then college. What an ignorant innocent I was to arrive with so much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?